The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Second hour, we will talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and our callers will be directing the show this morning. That would be you. That would be you all. If you have any questions about wildlife, if you have any questions about hunting, fishing, you know, we'll discuss them here. General topics about the General Assembly, the legislature, what's going on there. We stay on top of a lot of the hunting issues and work very closely as an affiliate with the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, which is a group of lawmakers that are hunter-friendly and fisher-friendly. And we've got some position papers on our website that we've asked them to help us with, including the gun bills that are coming up. And we've got a busy week coming up this week in the General Assembly with some bills that are up there now, and it's going to continue throughout the process. It's a 90-day process. Not much happens the first 30 days. The middle 30 days is a lot of the committee hearings and things like that, and then the last 30 days it really, really becomes contentious. So just the way it's always been. I want to mention a couple things about our sponsors. You know, you hear the commercials out there. And what you may or may not know is that I spend a lot of time working with these sponsors, and not only do they purchase commercial time on this radio show, but I work with them outside the radio, and people like Associated Gun Clubs. I say I shoot there. Well, I do shoot there. I qualify with my shotgun for managed hunts and that type of thing, and do some sight-ins down there when I can. Good folks. 30-some clubs belong to the organization down there. It's a range used by 3,000 individuals or so. Hafers, gunsmithing up in Hagerstown. Great folks. Tim Hafer's got a wonderful business up there. It's just expanded. He put a nice room on the back to expand his space there, and uses a classroom and some so he can expand his inventory. It's a beautiful shop. It's well run. They're very qualified people as far as gunsmiths are concerned. And then that, in conjunction with that, Stephen House, who has Redneck Blinds. Stephen has a blind on site there at Hafer's and has always supported the Maryland Hunting Coalition. This year, Stephen House and Redneck Blinds is a gold sponsor of our upcoming event on March 25th. Hafer's Gunsmithing has donated one of these downrange cameras that you can set by your target and watch on your screen to see where your bullet hits up to, I think, 400 yards. It's very, very highly technological thing, and it was donated by Hafer's Gunsmithing. Bay Line-X, Catonsville Line-X, Jack Carver at Catonsville, and Bobby down at Bay Line-X. I was there the other day. They're doing great work. They're doing, spraying a lot of trucks. And, of course, they've done my truck and, the lid on the back that keeps my magazine safe and some fender liners and things like that. And they do hitches. And, Bay Line-X has some great hitch packages down there, too. And, Bay Line-X is donating a truck bed, spray-on truck bed liner to our event. W&W Tire and Auto Service, Finksburg, That's where I get my tires. That's where I get my service work done. When my vehicle's out of warranty, and sometimes even if it's in warranty, I get my service work done there. And I work with those guys. Dwayne out there is great. They're going to be a gold sponsor of the benefit coming up on March 25th. Battery Warehouse. You know, Randy's a hunter, and his wife Brittany are great people. Again, a gold sponsor of the coalition's benefit. They'll be donating some gift items for us, as well as a gold sponsorship. And you know, we talk about hunting when we go there. Clyde Sports Shop, of course. I've been dealing with Clyde since I moved to Baltimore in 1983. So that's how long I've had an association with those folks. More than half of their lifetime of 60 years, I've known them, and they've worked with me. They sponsored every single show in the first Maryland Sportsman Radio show back in the day when we started 28 years ago. Can't say enough about them. I just can't say enough about our sponsors, and I want you to listen to their commercials this hour. And visit their businesses. That'd be great. And when you do, tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And I would appreciate that. So here we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We covered a couple topics last hour, and we'll do it again this hour. If you'd like to join us on the phone, we'd love to have you on the phone. The deer harvest numbers are in, 85,193 deer. That's about a third of what the deer population is here in Maryland, and that's been consistent over the decades and decades. You take about a third of the herd out, and last estimate, I believe, was 213,000 animals. We harvested 85,000 of them. So you think that puts a big dent in it. Well, not according to some. Not according to some. The farmers are continuously crying about the deer damage on their properties. And, you know, the number that's floated in the General Assembly to make their case is $10 million in crop damage across the state of Maryland, that they blame the deer. You know, they blame the deer for eating their crops. Never mind the raccoons, never mind the squirrels, never mind the birds. It's only the deer that eat their crops. There's a worldwide glut right now, a worldwide overabundance of grain crops. Mostly corn, soybeans, and wheat. There's more than the world can handle right now. So demand is low. Supply is high, which means prices are low. So the farmers, rather than explore other opportunities, continue to grow corn, soybean, and very little wheat here in Maryland. You'll find very little wheat on the Eastern Shore anymore because the supplies are so abundant. There's not enough money to grow it. Of course production costs are high. Of course fuel is high. Of course your payments on your machinery is high. I'm not busting on the farmers, but the deer is not the exclusive level of your problem. Okay? Figure out something else to grow that you can make more money on. Very simple. It's not the deer's fault that the soybean and corn and wheat prices have fallen. It's because you guys are very good at what you do. You're very good at increasing your yields. You know, when I was a kid, my uncle used to grow corn. And we used to be able to walk through the rows of corn and go pheasant hunting. You could walk through the rows and jump up the birds, you know, get to the end and the birds flush at the end. You can't even see through the rows of corn anymore. They're planted so tight together. And, you know, you've increased your production per acre exponentially, and we congratulate you for that. You know, I have never gone hungry in my life, and every day I thank God for the farming community, you know. But when it comes to our wild resources that belong to the citizens of the state of Maryland under the public trust doctrine, the deer don't belong to the state, the deer don't belong to the farmers, the deer belong to the citizens of the state of Maryland. That's what the public trust doctrine is. And just because one or two or 10 or 50 have to wander onto your land doesn't mean you own them. There are laws regulating what you can do with those deer. and you have all the tools at your disposal under the deer management permit program to take care of the overabundance of deer on your property. Okay? You're not allowed to shoot them and let them lay. You have to utilize the carcass. You have to make sure that something happens to it. It gets processed. It gets used. It gets fed. It gets donated, whatever it might be. Not allowed to do that. But by God, you have so many ways to manage your deer herd here in Maryland. And guess who will be more than willing to manage it for you? Recreational hunting community. No question. Just allow them access to your farm. So we've got a bill in now that talks about landowner liability. It's a new bill. It just came in, was just introduced, and it's going to be a good bill. We're going to support it. So we'll see what happens. Let's talk to Doyle on I-95. Good morning, Doyle. How are you?
All right. How you doing? I just want to tell a little story about it, Clyde.
All right.
They sponsor fishing tournament at Hillcrest Pond, and
right.
This has been about 8 years ago. So I took my little great nephew because his father's paralyzed and don't get him out anywhere.
I'm sorry to
so
hear
I
that.
I got him into fishing.
Yeah, great.
And so we went in and got looking for some bait. So, and he said he'd go on to fish in the tournament. And Bill said, all right, we'll get you some wax worms. And before you put it on your hook, shake a little bit in the water and they'll come up. And then put your hook down and you catch them. So he did that and he won a trophy. And some guy was down there with his son. Said, hey, that kid's cheating. He says, no, he's not cheating. He just knows what to do, right? So he won a trophy, and Clyde and Bill, they sponsor. All the kids gave him all brand-new fishing rods.
They're good people.
And he couldn't wait to get back there and show Bill his fishing rod and get a picture of him and give the Bill.
No, that's great, man. That's a great story. They're good people. 60 years in business.
Now a great nephew 13, and I'm 63, and he's trying to tell me how to fish.
Of course. Of course, that's what they do, yeah.
But that's the fun of it. Take a kid fishing or hunting or something, and because there's so much junk down on the street for them to get into,
yep.
You get them started at something like that, they'd be in it for life.
You got it, man. You've got it.
Yeah, you got a great show, and nice talk to you.
Thanks, Doyle. I appreciate
you. I've been dealing with Clyde since my dad used to go there before he passed away. And
yep.
Like I said, I went there as a young teenager, and I'm 63 now, and
well,
I still deal with them.
Sure, absolutely. Well, they've been there 60 years, 1957. Yeah. So, all right, brother. We'll talk to you soon, Doyle. Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Dave. Dave in Hunt Valley.
Hello?
Hit the wrong button. Dave, sorry, hit the wrong button. How you doing, sir? What's up?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. Hey, Alan, question for you. You know, just heard you talking about the deer and, you know, who they truly belong to, of course, the citizens of
right.
The state of Maryland and such. And, you know, I know that I'm a hunter and I want to protect everybody's rights to be able to hunt.
That's and a privilege, course, actually. You know, you have a right to own a firearm under the Second Amendment. You have a privilege to hunt that you pay for by purchasing a hunting license.
And you're definitely correct. And of course, you know, you got the other side of the spectrum that believe that that they have the privilege to sterilize the deer, you know, that are maybe in their association and
yep.
or in their private property.
Yep, they can.
And
they're allowed. Yep.
Yep. And I guess, because I've seen it kind of firsthand in around Lockraven. And
mm-hmm.
I've driven around, I drive home from Hunt Valley to Perry Hall often. And this one particular area, I see the deer with the tags in their ears. And
right.
So,
pitiful, isn't it?
It is. And I guess my concern with all this is twofold. Number one, I think that event's going on now in that area because I see a lot of cars parked alongside the road.
Sure.
The stickers, save the wildlife,
yeah.
turtles, that sort of stuff. So I'm
yeah.
not coming from out of state. But I never see a DNR truck there. I never see, a wildlife truck there, an officer there.
Nor will you.
Supervising the event.
Nor will you.
Now, what's to say that they don't venture off of their area into Lockraven and decide to go in there and sterilize a few deer and such? I mean, obviously the deer can certainly go into that area, and they're really within a short distance of the hunting zones and stuff. I mean, it just bothers me.
Yeah, well, here's their statement. we've been sterilizing deer for X number of years. We have X number of does that we've sterilized. And, you know, you realize that they're injecting drugs into these deer. And these deer are free-ranging deer. So I don't know that they necessarily have to go outside their property lines. I think the deer managed to do that quite well on their own. You know, here's the hilarious part of this whole thing. We have seen a decrease in our area in the deer population since we started sterilizing the deer. They fail to mention that Loch Raven was open to the public to bow hunt, and they take hundreds of deer from Loch Raven every year. The bow hunters do. And I don't have those figures, but I guess I could probably get them. But, yeah, I've sat with those people in meetings and so forth, and DNR does indeed monitor that, okay? They're just not on scene every day. But they do monitor it. They are aware of it. But they do not fund it, nor is there any public money goes into that effort. It's all privately funded. It's on one particular landowner's property. I think there's 13 acres or something there. And I can't remember how many exactly, but I think it's about 13 acres. And you know what? They have the permission to do it. I don't know if it's a permit process or what it is, but they have worked with DNR as far as being able to accomplish this, but there's been no state official participating, and there's been no public money or hunting license money or Pittman Robertson matching funds money or anything like that put into that program. It's all privately funded.
Well, I mean, that's you know, that's great, and certainly they're within their right.
Sure.
Because of their property. But
sure.
I guess, you know, you touched on the second concern, and that was, you know, the fact that there's drugs in these deer.
There is.
Yeah, if a tag falls off of one of those does and she ventures into Loch Raven,
yeah,
and someone kills it,
you never know.
You never know what's good, you know, what it could lead to.
Do you really want to feed your family? Do you really want to feed your daughter deer meat that's infused with sterilization drugs? You want your 13-year-old daughter sitting down to a meal of venison with that stuff in it?
No, I don't think so.
Exactly.
Real quick, one last question. You mentioned the fish curl earlier. I just caught the tail end of it. But
yeah,
has there been any, you know, definitive statements from, you know, from the state or anybody as to what really caused that fish kill? Because I have a
no.
sister that lives right there, and I saw it firsthand. And,
yeah. They're still saying algae. You know, they're saying that
yeah.
they've done the gill surveys and all that stuff. They're still saying algae. You know, an algae bloom. There was this increase in temperature. The bay water wasn't cold enough. There was still an algae bloom in November or whenever this latest kill was that it caused this fish kill, the depletion of oxygen. So,
yeah,
you know,
fishing down there. So
exactly. So
yeah, I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. Yep.
Take care.
You got it, buddy. Thanks. There we go. There we go. Press the right button. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this.
Here is Blake's fishing information from Clock Sporting Goods. Hillsboro, yellow perch. Grass shrimp and minnows by state. Tuckahoe, down the Route 404 area. From there up to the railroad bridge, yellow perch. Minnows and grass shrimp by state. Beechwood Park, yellow perch. There has been a few white perch caught. Grass shrimp and minnows by state. Blackwater area, yellow perch. And they are catching some snakehead there. Minnows and grass shrimp by spade. Martinet State Park, yellow perch, grass shrimp and minnows by spade. Liberty Reservoir, crappies. A few walleyes have been caught. Use small shiners for the crappies, large shiners and worms for the walleyes. Loch Raven, crappies, minnows by spade.
Well, that's part of the fishing report from Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. It's current. It's up to date. They change it every week, and you can depend on it. You can also depend on Clyde Sports Shop. Been in business for 60 years for all your fishing supplies, your bait, your tackle, your rods, your reels, your line, your terminal tackle, your lures. They've got it all. 242-6100. 1-800-387-8108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multipurpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Old Sally Danny, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of boat salad and carry it home in a boat sack. Boat salad, Annie. You got your granny.
little Elvis there for you in the morning. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You're running the show this morning. You want to talk about deer sterilization or general assembly or deer numbers? Here's one I would like to tell you about. Under the new Maryland anti-poaching law, the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, two men became the first sentenced under the new state anti-poaching law after they were found guilty of multiple charges Wednesday in Dorchester County District Court. Andrew Collison Harding, 21 years old of Vienna, Maryland, and Toby Allen Hughes, 21, of Seaford, Delaware, were convicted of casting rays with an implement, in other words, jacklighting, hunting deer at night, hunting deer from a vehicle, hunting deer during closed season, and having a loaded weapon in a vehicle. Judge Melvin J. Jews ordered each man to pay $2,000 in restitution to the state's Wildlife Management and Protection Fund. $4,000 from two men going into the state's Wildlife Management and Protection Fund, not the general fund. This fund is used for enforcement. It's used for wildlife management and other purposes through by the DNR. Under the terms of the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, payment is due by March 31st. Each man must also perform 80 hours of community service. Here's what happened. Officers on surveillance near Vienna, Maryland, on the night of November 19th, saw people in a pickup truck shine lights on a field off Maiden Branch Road. After several passes, the officers heard gunshots, and the truck reappeared on the road. They stopped the truck. They saw a freshly killed nine-point buck, untagged, in the back, and a rifle in the passenger compartment. Officers arrested Harding and Hughes and seized the rifle and the deer. The two men pleaded not guilty to the charges. In addition to restitution, the judge revoked their hunting license privilege for 2 years. Hughes and Harding also received a six-month jail sentence, which was suspended, and 1 year of supervised probation. The rifle and the scope used in the incident, along with the head of the nine-point whitetail buck, were forfeited to the Maryland Natural Resources Police. The deer meat was donated to Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. The anti-poaching law took effect in June. It requires judges to order restitution and community service in cases of deer poaching. The monetary penalty is based on the measurement of the antlers in gross inches as scored on the Boone and Crockett Club system. Buck with antlers scoring 150 inches or fewer requires restitution of $2,000 to $5,000. So the judge gave them the minimum mandatory penalty and 80 hours of community service, which is also mandatory. A buck with antlers scoring more than 150 inches requires restitution of $5,000 to $10,000 and 80 hours of community service. A deer without antlers requires restitution of $300 to $500 and 40 hours of community service. Why is that important? Why does that tickle me? Because the organization that I'm executive director of and founder of, the Maryland Hunting Coalition, is the organization responsible for having this this law passed in the General Assembly last session. It's very contentious. Got a lot of pushback from the judiciary because they didn't like the mandatory part of the sentencing. So it was rejected in the Senate. Actually, it was amended in the Senate, which would have gutted the bill and took the mandatory part of the sentencing out. Fortunately for the ethical and legitimate hunters of Maryland, the House held firm. The House rejected the Judiciary Committee's argument and did not amend the House version of the bill. The House version of the bill then passed to the Senate in what they call crossover. The Senate bill went to the House, which is in crossover. The House rejected the Senate version. The Senate adopted the House version. And voila, the Poaching Restitution Act went to the full Senate and was voted on unanimously. So there you are. We had four members, I believe, in the House vote against the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, but the other 184 lawmakers found favor with it, and now we have the Poaching Restitution Act. The governor did not sign the bill because he had received a letter, I'm sure, that was put forth by the Judiciary Committee to the Attorney General. A five-page letter went to the governor's office. We have a copy of it, cautioning the judge about this bill. But guess what? Governor didn't sign it, became law without a signature, and now we have the first two convictions under that new law. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You're welcome to give us a call here anytime you want. 410-922-6680. You can talk about that. You can talk about the deer herd if you want. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Talk about fishing. There, if you go look to you, the new fishing books have come out. If you look under rockfish, the seasons have been established, but the size limits for the trophy season have not, nor have the size limits for the summer season been established because of ongoing meetings and things like that with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. They'll have an answer here shortly what the sizes are going to be, but it's always, in Maryland, very, very conservative, and it's always based on the best guess as far as the population, as far as the herd size, the incoming population, the year class, and things like that. And if you note, in 2016, during the Young of the Year survey, let's see, it was off. 2017 regulation has not been finalized. Now, there's a lot of numbers in there, and I'm not going to read it to you. But basically, the Young of the Year survey was not a good one for 2016. So some of the year classes we're depending on to establish the seasons and the size limits for this year are to be determined, and we'll have that for you whenever we find out what the size limits are. And so, you know, it refers you to, if you look in the book, it refers you to the online regulations. The online regulations haven't been put up there yet. So that's just the way it is on the striped bass for this year. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. We're a little late on our break, second break, so let's go to that break right now. Whenever you're ready there, Pepe, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com. Or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras?
How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change.
Little Hank Jr. there for you that wake you up this morning. You can keep the change. Yeah. There's a guy that says it like it is right there. And he writes it like it is and he sings it like it is. That's what I kind of like Hank Jr. He's a good guy. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd like to hear from you on anything that you would like to talk about. We'd be more than glad to talk to you about it. Hey, there's our buddy Lee in Towson. Wants to talk about the fish kill. Good morning, Lee. What'd you find out?
Hey, Alan. What I found out was I'm on the same wavelength as what you were talking about prior. You know, with the algae blooms.
Right.
You know, still skeptical of that.
Well, but, we all should be.
Yeah, when you see dead carp and catfish and threadfin shad and whatnot, fish that are very difficult to kill, even with the algae bloom.
Yeah.
That it's hard to take. Another reference to fish kill. I've been on the Susquehanna River in years past and seen some major fish kills during the migratory of, when the shad have come up, and they shut the water down, it kind of in the dam, which brings on a lack of oxygen.
Exactly.
These fish, and the last one they blamed on it was a natural kill of these fish.
Right.
Which was obviously pinpointed at the power company Exelon, who we pay our fuel bill.
Exactly.
Exelon's the new owner of the plant, and we have these huge fluctuations in water flow in that river.
Right.
And there's a lot of fish kills that go on with other game fish, walleye, bass.
Yep.
Rockfish.
Yep.
When they shut this dam down, they don't run a consistent flow. It's all based on money.
Of course it is. It's all based on generating power that they
right.
can sell. I get that. I understand that. I certainly do.
How we see things kind of brushed under the carpet there. That
well,
they want to pin on some other issue, and this.
I
see that a lot.
Let's talk about fish ladders for a second, Lee.
Sure, absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah.
What is a fish?
Yeah.
Explain what a fish ladder is to our listeners.
Well, you've got a concrete barrier that's hampered the access to these fish.
To migrate upstream, like shad, to migrate upstream to their home waters where they are spawned. Okay.
And the ones they have tried with Conowinga, only 1% of the shad even make it up to their traditional spawning ground.
That's correct, because they can't get through the turbines. So the alternative was to put that fish scoop in there and you know, the transport them by hand over the dam. Okay, if anybody's on the Fisherman's Island down there below Conowingo Dam, they'll look up to the left corner and they'll see this thing going up and down. That's the scoop, fish trap. And the fish come in there during the inflow. They get in a big bucket, a big collection bucket. They take them up, they sort them out, they take the shad out, they transport the shad upriver. Everything else gets dumped back in. And away they go. And like you said, 1% of the shad that are up there. And I've been on those shad surveys with the NR. I've caught those white shad. I've caught those, American shad. And, they tag them, they measure them, they weigh them, they do everything they do. But those shad are doomed. They're doomed.
Yeah.
So,
the meetings I've been to, Maryland, Pennsylvania Canine Commission, all of them, realize that these ladders fail, and now Maryland is just saying, just leave them alone, don't lift them, let them, if they're going to spawn, let them do it below the Conowingo Dam.
Yeah, there's no access.
Leave them alone.
There's no access up river from the Conowingo Dam out of Maryland. These fish come from the bay, they congregate there, and they can't go anywhere. So, yeah, they are forced to spawn right there. And a fish ladder is this scoop is not a fish ladder. A fish ladder actually allows the fish access to go up. But there's something like, what is it, 9 dams on the Susquehanna before they get to the spawning grounds or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean the main blocks are Conowingo, Safe Harbor, and Holtwood.
Right, right.
They're the major blockades.
Right.
It's such a series of dams that they're finding, and all this ladders and scoops, whatever we're talking about here, they're all failing. Nothing's working.
Nothing works, right, right. But a real fish ladder, the power companies, Exelon now and whoever was there prior, the name escapes me, basically would say...
Pennsylvania Power and Electric.
Basically would say, well, instead of building a fish ladder... Why don't we give you X number of dollars for fisheries management? Oh, okay. That'd be great. You know, so like you said, it's all about money.
Yeah, it's passing the buck. A lot of the fish that were transported up north were basically to satisfy the fishermen in Pennsylvania. They wanted to be able to catch shad up there, which
right.
I think it's great.
So do I.
But it's not for the science. It's not for the good of the fish.
Got it.
So it continues on. There's many other issues that go on with the Susquehanna that are being overlooked, and it's one thing that I've noticed in the past probably 8 to 10 years is the salinity. The dam no longer holding back is the salinity and mud is starting to form on the rocks below the Conowingo.
Right.
We used to be able to wade out there and not worry about slipping around. And
right.
Now we've got this slimy, muddy stuff that's starting to form on the rocks that never used to be there.
Right. Exactly.
And I've got a couple friends that are breaking down with these skin issues from wet wading in that river that they've never had before. Either.
No thanks. No thanks. Yeah. I'll take the inconvenience of the waders before I'd wet wade up there.
I know. But we used to be pair of tennis shoes and go out and have fun.
Oh yeah.
Now they wear these skin tight waders and you just got to be careful.
Yep. Yep. You're absolutely right. So. Well,
all right,
Lee. Thanks for checking in, buddy. Have you been fishing?
My son and I are heading down to the Eastern Shore right now for pickerel fishing down on the ponds in Salisbury.
Got it. Well, good luck. Let me guess. Last year, January 1st, a momentous event happened in your life.
Yeah, the state record.
Yeah,
I got an 8-pound chain pickerel.
8-pound chain pickerel. Wow.
Yeah. Broke the old record by 12 ounces.
Yes, it did. All right,
Lee. We're going to go down today and get a 10-pounder.
I hope you do. Good luck, brother. Thanks, Lee.
Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
After you.
Good guy there, Lee. Yes, he is. Very well versed in fisheries and loves to fish himself. Just enjoy talking to the guy. Very knowledgeable. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. They're gearing up for fishing. Their sale starts, their 10-day sale starts on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, and we'll bring you more details as we get a little closer. But right now, they've got the fishing hotline up and running, 247-FISH, 410-247-FISH. We played it here earlier. Perch are starting to run. Clyde's has the bait. They've got the minnows. They got the grass shrimp. They got the worms. They got everything you need. The little jig heads, the little shad darts, the little twister tails. They've got all the trout baits. The trout are being stocked. It's just fishing season is breaking out all over. So go into Clyde's. Get your license. Enjoy your day out on the water. It's going to be a beautiful weekend to go fishing. So why not get your license and rock and roll out there. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Stop by there first and get all your gear and go hit the waters this weekend. Clyde Sports Shop, 60 years since 1957. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. If I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go floating away.
All right, we're back. Okay, 410 of CBM 680. Got a couple minutes left, actually. We're not actually signing out of the show, believe it or not. We got all our commercial breaks in, and everything is happy, happy, happy. Not to steal a line from anybody that you may have heard on television, but that's okay. All right. What's going on here? I'll get it right one of these days. Ay, caramba. Anytime. We ready? Captain Don, how are you, brother?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on at Stony Beach?
Well, get ready to head over to the Pasadena Sports Fishing Group. They're having their big flea market today over in Heights.
Ah, okay, got it.
Got back from Florida. I think I sent you a picture of...
Yeah, you did.
Lake Okeechobee. I stayed at Roland Martin and Scott Martin's fishing resort.
Is that the one on the St. John's River?
I don't think it's St. John's. It's actually like
in Okeechobee. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right off of the south end of Lake Okeechobee.
Yeah, they had a marina on the if I remember right, they had a marina on the St. John's River. I didn't fish out of there, but I fished on the St. John's and we went by it. And there's an experience for you: wild shiner fishing on the St. John's River. Wow. Anyway, how'd you do it?
Is that in Florida?
Yeah.
St. John's, I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah.
Put that on the list.
Put that on the bucket list. That's right.
Yeah. Very impressed with the boats and the caliber, I guess you say, or the attire worn by all the fishermen there. I mean, they have the bass boats and they have the chrome trailers, and it's just like you see on TV.
Oh, yeah.
They're crazy. And at night, it's a tiki bar listening to all the fishing stories. I'm not a big freshwater bass fisherman. I drove all the way around the lake, and I would stop at the various canals.
Right.
And the little panels. And I don't know if you got them. I sent some video of alligators. I was standing on a bank fishing, and 2 feet away, an alligator jumps out.
Wow.
And it's like, no big deal. The locals say, oh, no. And actually, they eat them. They eat alligators. So.
Right.
But I had a great experience. I went over to the Oceanside, did a little fishing in a state park. Beautiful, beautiful location. Dania Beach, I believe it's called.
Nice.
You can fish the coastal waterway and also the ocean.
Right.
Real quick, I grew up in East Baltimore. Family never had a car, so
right.
When we went fishing, we would have to go with a friend.
Right.
And when we were kids, and they said we were going to Lansdowne to get our bait, we could not wait. I still get the feeling when I go into Clyde's, the feeling that I did as a kid.